Welcome to the Got Your Six podcast. This podcast brings together current service members and veteran high performers to share their methods, strategies, and ideas delivered in an informative and, most importantly, actionable way that'll help you lead yourself and those around you from the battlefield to the boardroom. Coming to you every episode, I'm your host, Tony Nash, and into the breach.
Nothing mentioned on this podcast is an endorsement or opinion of the Department of Defense.
I got your six, we got your back. Got your six, we got your back. Got your six, we got your back. I got your six.
Sixers, what an unbelievable treat we have today. Not only is our guest a veteran, an entrepreneur, a social media influencer, at Stern currently getting his MBA, a graduate of the University of California studying physics. I mean, I could go on for days about our guest. He goes by many names, but you probably know him as one. He's West Point's favorite influencer, Sonny Sundaray. Sonny, how are we doing, brother?
Good. That's quite an intro. It makes me sound a lot more impressive than I certainly feel that I am.
It's very cool the way you approach comedy and give it more of a lightheartedness to sometimes the hardship that we have to endure in the military. So again, thank you for doing that.
Yeah, thank you for anyone who listens who follows my content. I certainly never expected it to blow up in the way that it has, or to be shared in the way it has, or for people to really reach out and say, you know, I had, you know, 4.5 years in, and I had one very specific experience. You know, I was only at one duty station, so it's pretty cool that my observations about my experiences with my specific command are actually not that unique, and everyone has experienced similar things. So that's kind of cool to see.
That's the, like, that shared understanding, whether you're in or out, you can kind of resonate with the military community. And as you've kind of been out for a year now, as you're going to school and learning, you know, getting your MBA, is there something that you constantly go back to from your time in the military that really resonates with you and you implement daily?
Yeah, I think there's a few things. I think the biggest one, kind of related to like big picture stuff, is and I think it does depend on, I would say definitely people's experience in the military is very different. So what I took out of them, I don't really know if the military necessarily taught me anything, but it showed me a lot of experience. So I think if you decide to learn from that, you can, because plenty of people get out and don't necessarily maybe revert back to the way they were before. But I think the big thing is I don't take things as seriously as I used to. So that's not to say I don't like try at things, but I think the military put a lot of things in perspective to me to not get stressed out over. I think before the military, certainly, I don't know, deadline approaching for an application for something, or maybe I missed a payment for something. Like, it would stress me out a lot more before the military than I think it does now. And that's like a pretty cool thing. And then definitely the one thing that I do all the time, if I can, if I'm not like drinking or something the night before or going out. I live in New York City, for those who don't know, so it's there's always something kind of fun to do every night, but it's waking up early and doing cardio. I know that's like on one of those kind of like corny entrepreneur, like, you know, wake up at 1 a.m., like, you know, read 5 books, but seriously, like the one thing the military does right, I think, even if it does a lot of things wrong, is they set this time in the morning to do cardio, because the rest of the day can be shitty, but if you do, like, I don't know, if you just like control your morning as sort of, you know, as corny as that is, because I know a lot of these like Navy SEAL podcasts, they're always just talking about this, but it's true. And I think when I do apply that, it really works. And I think before the military, I never would have imagined like waking up early would have such a big difference in your day. But I think those are sort of the two big ones.
Is there a recent example you can give of like how you, by owning the day, it really just sets you on a trajectory, whether it was for that day or a week or going into the month, where you were just kind of like cruising?
I don't know if there's like one specific recent example where something happened that was out of the ordinary, but certainly whenever I do, if I just wake up, I have some time to myself in the morning, and I just like do a good long run. I mean, I don't enjoy running, you know, even though I was like an officer, and the stereotype is, I think some officers enjoy running. I don't.
I haven't met too many.
I enjoy just doing something that I can control, because in a weird way, I actually think the things in the day are easier to, I don't know. It's just easier to approach things when you already kind of have a win in the morning. Again, it's like, sounds like one of those corny things, but if you just sort of if you sort of start the day believing you're winning, and then when I do the opposite, and it's not as extreme as if I don't run in that morning, my day's over. But I certainly think that just building wins, which is, and in the Army, I saw the same thing too. If the day didn't start off with good PT, it started off with some terrible detail, and you know, all of a sudden something goes wrong, and it just feels like a terrible day. Whereas there's days in the Army where it was long days, but I felt like really good at the end because it just felt like win to win to win. And I think it, as kind of dumb as it sounds, it just starts with, even if it's not running, just doing something in the morning that's like your like thing completely. And like, you're not waking up, like reacting to, you know, like in undergrad, for example, I, would wake up and go to class right away. Those, you know, just sort of like be still half asleep. And now in business school, the first semester, I've actually resorted back to that. I was just sort of out of the Army. I was like, do what I want. And then sort of the past two semesters, I kind of have gone back to waking up early, and it makes such a difference.
As you talk through like that habit stacking, I think that's so crucial because it's just that little bit of momentum initially early on that kind of puts you, it's almost like dominoes are falling and you're just hitting that first domino by getting up and then letting that momentum take down the rest of them as they come throughout the day. Because you apply that to business as well, because like we talked about, not only are you a student, you're also an entrepreneur.
Yeah, and I take a lot of L's, you know, in my business. The best part about being an entrepreneur, I think, is right before you start, you actually put your money out there, because then you're a millionaire in your mind, you know, like every single plan you set out is going to work. There's going to be no failures, but the losses are not quite as bad if I just, I mean, because running is just such a painful thing to do. So if you just do that in the morning, almost by comparison, everything else in the day, you feel good. You just you're in a mode where you're more like your body like kind of wants to win. Again, as corny as that sounds. Whereas like, so if you encounter something hard, you're like, all right, let's figure this out. As opposed to if I just wake up and if I'm like hungover and I drag myself to class and I don't know what's going on in the lecture because I didn't prepare, then all of a sudden it just starts building this negative. And so, yeah, as much as, you know, I don't know. For me, I'm not one of those people that can, I just like creating like a good system as opposed to, I'm not like, I don't have the ability to willpower my way through like everything. So it's easier to take some of that like stress off and just set like a routine for myself.
So as you look at your system, right, you're constantly kind of tinkering with it to make it most efficient for where you are in life. What are you adding to the system right now? Say something you're working on or like a talent or a skill set that you're trying to acquire. That you're working into your system as we speak.
Yeah. So I don't know if this, I was sort of thinking about this before the podcast, because I saw some of the topics we discussed, but I think the hardest thing about getting out of the Army is that there's no, and especially for anyone starting their own business who's thinking about it, by no means am I someone who's figured it out. So I can only say what not to do. I certainly don't know like what to do, which I think is a pretty honest business approach. I think the thing with business is like, and I'm sure you experience this with your podcast as well, is there's no one telling you do these three things. Like say you're getting your EIB or like Ranger tab or something, even though those things could be hard, they tell you what to do, and if you do them pretty well, you're gonna pass. Whereas sort of doing your own business or whatever it is, like the not only is like the destination kind of vague, like what you need to do is also kind of vague. So it's harder to set a goal. Like if I set a goal, like I need to make this much money or I need to do this, then something will happen that goes wrong inevitably. And then I get frustrated because now all of a sudden, you know, maybe I didn't meet the amount I wanted to make, or I didn't get the views I wanted. And I sort of had to like reframe everything. Cause in the Army, like, again, like you're given like more clear, if you do this, this will happen. And now I think I have to focus more on just like, I'm just going to get better, like just a little bit better at doing the work I did yesterday. Because otherwise, if I think about like, okay, by the end of the week, like how much money I get is like kind of out of my control, if that makes sense. Like I can kind of influence like, okay, maybe if my ads are shitty or I'm not putting out, like, I don't know, something about my videos off or the advertising is not messaging correctly to the right audience. I can kind of control those things, but ultimately, like, I don't have any control over whether someone buys something or whether someone offers me a promotion or something like that. And so that's been quite difficult because it's, I think, kind of, at least in the Army nature, it's like, all right, what's your next target? I don't know if I'm explaining this right, but you almost have to be like, okay, I'm creating whatever it is. Like, I'm creating this video and my goal can't be this video needs to get 2,000 views. Like, you can kind of use that maybe as feedback, but that can't be like the metric for your satisfaction, because otherwise, like, it's terrible. You start like, because sometimes it's just so random. And if that becomes your metric, then you start to get depressed. You're like, maybe nobody likes this content. I'm not funny. That starts to affect you. Whereas it has to be like, okay, was this video, do I think this video is better than the last video? And that's something that's like quite, I think, a little bit of a mindset change from at least my army goals a little bit. So
instead of focusing, like we focus on the outcome of the mission, you're focusing again, as we've kind of talked about, on the system, right? Are you continually, consistently showing up? Are you doing that work that you talked about as the days go on to be able to be in a position when it does take off, or it goes in a direction that leads to growth? Have you done enough work to be prepared for that moment?
Yeah, exactly. And it's way easier said than done. By no means am I perfect in this. Sometimes I will, like, back of my mind's like, we want this goal. We need to get this much by this time or whatever. And it's just, I don't know, it's a very dangerous path, because since I'm setting my own steps, it's not like, again, it's not like EIB where it's like, okay, if you do, you know, I guess for those that, I'm sure everyone probably knows, but expert infantryman badge, for example, is to set a very specific task. You do them in a very specific way. And if you do them the right way, you will get a go, you know? And if you don't do them, you'll get a no-go. And now doing your own business, you kind of have to, yeah, you can kind of look at what other people have done, but you kind of almost have to implement your own steps. A lot of times it's like going 10 steps that way, 5 steps backwards. And yeah, if you just focus on the outcome, it becomes very depressing. And that's what I did sort of like the first half of Stern, was get caught up in that. And then what you end up doing is just chasing results, and you, it's just not a good recipe for success, I think.
Right. Running a race, like we were talking about, that you don't care about winning.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you inject empathy into that, so you're not constantly beating yourself up for maybe not taking the right step initially, but in the long term, it ends up being the right move?
Yeah, that's hard, man. I'll be honest, because I think coming from, like, my background's the infantry, and like, in a weird way, sometimes I think I still respond to, like if someone were to say like, hey, Sonny, like, you know, you're doing all the right things. Like, you just got to keep doing you, champ. Like, I don't know if that would like stir me up as someone being like, you really think like you can succeed? You really think you're putting that much, like, somehow that would fire me up more. So I think I do that to myself. And, again, since I'm out, I can kind of say these things that are a bit like softer, you know, maybe. I think when I was in, I wouldn't really have bought into this stuff, but I heard this thing recently that was like, you know, when you're training someone else, you're probably not going to just keep beating them over and over again. Like, if you're training like a dog or something, like, you can't, sometimes you got to punish the dog a little bit, but you can't like actually beat, like, otherwise the dog's not going to perform. I think like the quote was something like, or whoever's saying is like, if you wouldn't do that to someone else, like, you shouldn't do that to yourself. And that sounds like some, you know, soft, like, flowery so-and-so, but I think it's true. Cause like, I think about when I try to motivate some of my guys, or really how my NCOs motivated them, there'd be a little bit of punishment, but a lot of it was they did, you know, they didn't just like beat them into complete. And I think for some reason we have a tendency to do that to ourselves. Just like, you're pathetic. I don't know why we do it, but I certainly think it's not helpful. And that's, I don't know if it's, you know, it's just like a combat arms sort of, and maybe it works to some degree in the army. Maybe it doesn't. We just think it works. But I certainly think that's like a leftover thing from the army that I'm trying to work on, because it's certainly, it doesn't help to just like fail at something and be like, you're worth, you know, I'm just a worthless. It doesn't, you know, at the same time, I don't want to be one of those people that's like everything, you know, they don't put in a lot of work and they just say like, well, it's the way, you know, everything just has a certain way. Like,
yeah, well, I'm waiting for Mercury to get into Gatorade. Kind of, yeah, I got you.
Yeah, exactly. And they're just kind of those people that are just like, well, everything has a plan. And it's like, dude, like, you're just letting life, like, you know, so, and there's just some balance in between the two. And that's kind of hard to nail, but you're certainly on point there.
Where is that balance for you, or that equilibrium or harmony, whatever you want to call it? Where does that exist, where you are tough on yourself to like continue to strive to be better, but also not so tough where you're literally kicking your shit in?
Yeah, I'm not sure I found it. I think what definitely helps is hanging out with like-minded people. So I have a friend in New York who I met through this Marine, I'll plug them, PB Abate. It's a Marine veteran like patrol base Abate, named after the sniper Abate, who's K in Afghanistan. But they had a meetup group in New York.
Tom's a friend of the show.
Oh, okay. So yeah, their main thing's in Montana, but like they had a New York event that was like skeet shooting. It was like the best therapy I think I've had. I'm not like a big gun guy or anything, but just I think it was the first time. It was in February, so I'd been out almost a year, just like shooting with a bunch of guys, and like we're kind of talking about our military experience, but just kind of talking about New York because everyone's from New York there. And one of the guys I met there runs his own business in New York. He was a former Marine. And just being around someone like that, I think, kind of takes you out of your own head. So I guess to answer your question, I don't think personally I've found a perfect balance, but I think what's good is to hang around people who are sort of like-minded so you can kind of like recalibrate yourself. Because otherwise, if you're just like, I think the worst thing you could do is just like be by yourself and just let your thoughts like, you know, spiral into some weird, like, you know, then you speak with your friend and then suddenly you look back on those thoughts and you're like, geez, like, why am I thinking like that? Like, that's kind of weird, you know? So it kind of just like breaks you out of that loop.
That makes sense too. Cause like when you're going through hardship, right? Think back to the times in the military when it's like just you, you're like, this really sucks. But when you're around other people, like whether you're in Ranger school, doing EIB, deployed, like in shitty situations, you can look to your battle buddy on your left and right and be like, yeah, this sucks, but like we're in this together and we're going to see it through. So it's that like camaraderie that you can build that allows you to continue to go forward. And that's a beautiful way of saying it.
No, exactly. And that's kind of where my comedy came from. So I deployed to Iraq 2019, mostly uneventful deployment. We had the Iranian missile shot at our unit, which sounds way more
epic.
They made like a 60 minutes documentary on it, which it was funny because at the time we kind of just remembered this whole thing is like, and then after they actually fired the missiles, we thought it was kind of like BS. Like there's no way Iran, like they're a real, it's like a UN country. Like there's no way. And then they fired the missiles and I thought we were going to go to like World War III and nothing happened. And COVID actually happened shortly after. So I don't know if that maybe stop things, but other than that, it was mostly uneventful deployment. So there's a lot of like, you know how the army is when there's sometimes not a lot going on, they'll create things. And some of that like BS and like random things, like my platoon sergeant and I would just like make jokes and observations on just like how absurd some of the things were. He was very like sarcastic guy. So that's sort of, that was sort of like the origin of just, I think, being observant about like just the funny things going around me. So that certainly also led to my comedy as well.
And once you started creating, did you just kind of start to see opportunity and like inspiration everywhere? Or did it take some time to get there?
In terms of like creating videos, I used to create videos in high school just for fun, like with my friends. So that editing skill, I didn't really do anything in college, but that like editing and just maybe like a generic eye for just storytelling was kind of there from high school a little bit. Like I took some film classes and stuff in high school. And yeah, I had my GoPro in Iraq, just make like small movies, show my guys. And when I got back from Iraq, I would make like Alaska. That's like sort of where Zubir came about. I started making Alaska adventure videos. And I just remember all the jokes I'd made with my platoon sergeant. And we had like a, we would not like reenact skits. Like he was too cool to do that, you know, but like we would kind of talk out what would be like a script, just like funny. Like, I don't know, commander would come in and say something dumb and we would think of a different scenario in which like we would have looked cooler than the commander or basically because he's just like, you know, we didn't respect him or I don't know, just silly things like that. So I kind of had it in my back, like in the back of my mind. And when I got out, I like made a few, I posted them to YouTube and they didn't really get that many views. My friends thought they were funny. And then one of my friends from the army still in suggested like, hey, like TikTok's like really blowing up, throw a video on there. And I just threw like one video on there, got like 50,000 views overnight. So from there, kind of seeing the feedback, it just became more exciting to like think about like, oh, I remember this happened. And so it just kind of came naturally, I think.
And I think a lot of people appreciate, like, this was a slow build, right? Like, you were doing film school, you were talking about it. And then once you started creating, you'd already kind of done the work. So then when you did see success, you were able to, like, I guess we're going to keep doing this. And I'm familiar enough to keep making these videos.
Yeah, exactly. I really like creating the videos. Like, right when I got out, it was kind of thrilling to say the things I wish I could have said when I was in. Now that thrill, I don't think it's quite there because I'm out. I have a different life now, but I love I just love coming up with an idea in my head, putting it out there, and for people to feel the same way that, like, basically I wanted them to feel when I made it, which was poking fun at, you know, whatever. Sometimes I'll put like a civilian observation, but I'll wrap it up in like a related military thing, just because I know that's, for better or worse, that's the brand now. I never like planned it out like I'm going to make a military page. I would maybe like to, at some point, to make more generic comedy, but the groundwork in terms of editing was there from like, and by no means am I expert editor or expert filmer, but I had some experience there already. And then this started, I don't know, I just, videos started popping off and I just like creating them. So
That's awesome. And then with the humor though, a lot of comedians will say in the humor, there's pain. Where has failure ultimately allowed you to greatly succeed, like leveraging that pain into success?
Yeah, so I guess as far as I can think, there was no big failure. And this isn't to be arrogant, like, because I had a lot of mini failures in the Army, but then I think I bounced back right after. So I also didn't come into the Army with any expectations. Like, I was college grad, was not ROTC or West Point. I did OCS. So I just knew I wanted something really different for my physics. So I would say that was sort of like a failure. Like, I really wanted to be a physicist. And then by junior year, I sort of had the realization, like, if I put in the work, like just an extreme amount of work, I was able to compete with my, some of like my really brilliant classmates. But at the end of the day, it was sort of like a hard thing to be like, man, like physics is not for me in the way I thought maybe it originally was. And so I came into the Army with like just complete, I just knew I wanted to be combat arms. I didn't even know I wanted to be infantry. That was like a sort of a last minute decision at OCS. So it was all like mini failures in terms of maybe not thinking I was going to succeed or graduate Ranger school. I recycled every phase of Ranger school. So in the winter as well.
Hey, nothing wrong with sewing it with white. I'm the same way, my man.
Yeah, exactly. And then even getting a second platoon. So I was a regular rifle platoon. I didn't even plan anything out. I wasn't like, I'm going to be a rifle platoon and then XO. I was just, I'm a rifle platoon leader. And then it was sort of like, you know, time's up for your 1 year as a platoon leader. And I really didn't want to be an XO. Like, I was an XO for like a month. I hated it so much. And in some weird way that maybe because I was bad at that job, I don't know. But my BC was like, how does mortar platoon sound? And I said, that's amazing. So I don't know if there's any particular thing that I really wanted that I didn't get, only because I didn't really plan anything. I just sort of like, you know, I just sort of showed up. If there was something that seemed like a good opportunity, I took it. I think certainly just those mini failures though, like doing Ranger school over and over again, and then just the deployment, you know, for what it was, even just seeing some of the dumb things. I think that helps with my comedy because I got to see, it sort of made me more cynical. And, you know, especially like say with Ranger school, for example, there's this idea before you go to the school that someone who makes it straight through is somehow better. And I saw guys that were really good that went straight through, and they would probably go straight through maybe every single time. But those guys were very rare. And then there were guys that were complete morons who go straight through. There was guys that were really good that would recycle. Like, I have a friend that won Best Ranger. He's not really a close friend, but we're friends at least in Ranger school. And I still credit my go in mountains to him, but we recycled mountains together, you know? And this dude won Best Ranger later. So I think just seeing how those little failures didn't really like define a leader, like just because someone's a 300 PT score, has a good haircut, like is good at paperwork, and that doesn't mean he's like a good person. So I guess to answer your question, there wasn't one big failure, but just a lot of little things I observed kind of goes into my comedy a little bit.
And as you look at holistically, and we kind of wrap up, so you talked about, you know, overcoming adversity, becoming more resilient through those mini failures, and also just being aware of your situational surroundings and understanding that. So Sonny Sundaresan, how are you better today than yesterday?
Oh man. I really think as long as you just pick one, so like I just try to pick one thing that I'm just one, like the smallest thing that, you know, I can improve on. So for me, coming from the Army, like infantry, for me, like if I can just improve, so I like I'm running most mornings now, and I'm still lifting. So if I like improve at least like one thing in my lift or one thing in my run in a weird way, I feel like that translates to, because the business stuff is like so chaotic sometimes to control, that as long as I'm improving something physical fitness wise, and I'm making sure that, so for example, today I looked at my, like, once in a while, I'll like stop, just take a look at my skits, see like the trajectory they're going, and just make sure I'm not going in a direction I don't want to go. So I did that today. And I think that's a good thing, because I don't want to lose. You can kind of get, I think, carried away sometimes when you have an audience. Like, one thing I certainly never want to do is tell people how to live their lives. I think some people, when they get big enough, they feel very authoritative on, this is the way everything should be. I never want to, I don't feel like I know that much. But, and I think as long as I improve, I don't know, I get comments saying, makes me feel pretty good that my content cheers them up, other veterans. So I think, to me, if that does its job well and makes someone laugh, I think that's something that would make me feel good or better every day.
Speaking of which, where can people go to get the positive sunny vibes? Where are they looking up on Dr. Google?
Yeah, so I guess at Sunny Actual. So Sunny, like sun, S-U-N-N-Y underscore actual, which the actual only came because I wanted it to be like, it's sunny, or it's only sunny. Something that's kind of like fun and just lighthearted, and it was all taken. And so I thought, like, well, I'm the only sunny. So, I mean, because, like, you know, when you're a platoon leader on the radio, sometimes you'll just be like, this isn't the RTO, this is six actual. So it just sort of naturally, I didn't think about it too hard. So yeah, at Sunny Actual, both on Instagram, TikTok, my links to my brand Zuvir are on both pages, if you want to support that. And then, yeah, my personal Instagram as well, which has almost no veteran stuff. And so I sort of have like three. I have my personal, like, Sunny. There's the Sunny, like military comedy stuff. And then there's Zuvir. And to me, they're a little bit like separate.
Absolutely. And we'll make sure we link all those in the show notes for this episode. Sunny, we can't thank you enough for sharing your strategies, your methods, your tactics, and most importantly, your man. Thanks for having our six. Really appreciate it, brother.
Thank you so much. And yeah, this has been an honor to just have someone value my opinion. I'm just sort of a comedian online. I hope anyone listening learns something, or maybe learns what not to do. And for anyone listening that watches my content, thank you so much. Means a lot.
Hey Sixers, did you know the Got Your Six podcast is now streaming every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern on Wreaths Across America Radio, available on the iHeartRadio app, the Audacity app, and the TuneIn app. Just search the word Wreath. If you got something out of this, be a battle buddy. Share with a friend, pass it along. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, make sure you leave us a review and give us as many stars as you think we warrant, because we love what we do here at the Got Your Six podcast. We're always adapting and evolving this podcast because of you, the Sixers. And if you're listening on Spotify, hit that follow button. You'll never miss an episode when we drop new ones every Monday.
I don't know what you've been told, Sixers, but the lawyers would like us to remind you that the views, opinions, and comments expressed on the Got Your Six podcast are solely those of the hosts or guests, to include current and previous Department of Defense employees, and should in no way be considered the opinions of or endorsements on behalf of the Department of Defense or any of its components, divisions, contractors, or other current and previous staff members.